hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. It's a fine day.
It is a fine day.
We're going to top out at 76 today.
Perfect.
It's going to be nice weather.
I like it.
Really good. What else? We've got some very nifty prizes to give away today.
We sure do. Northern Bull Riding Tour final tickets and zoo tickets.
And there is one other thing that makes today very spectacularly awesome, awesome day.
Real refs are back. They are back tonight. Looks like they did not suck. As much as we all thought.
No, they don't. They're back.
Yay. Now we can stop talking about it.
Yeah, but didn't it make it more interesting?
It did. It did.
Because I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, and, you know, you'd hear, you know, these guys that would call in. They're like, man, this is the worst thing ever. It's like ruining the integrity of the game and blah, blah. I'm not going to watch anymore. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Right.
And
like you don't want to watch a train wreck.
I know. That's exactly it. I mean, the games had their highest ratings ever. The post game.
Right.
For the Monday night game, after this whole debacle happened, was the highest rated sports center ever.
That's crazy.
And it was at like,
it was late,
after
wasn't
midnight
it?
Yeah. Eastern. So,
because it's a train wreck and everybody wants to watch the train wreck.
It is. That's exactly it. So, the replacement refs, they're gone. Yesterday, it was announced that negotiations between the league and referees union had suddenly unstalled. And at midnight last night, after a day of marathon negotiations, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed that the real refs will be back on the field tonight for the game between the Baltimore Ravens and Cleveland Browns.
You're fired.
The sides reached a tentative 8-year deal, which must be ratified by 51% of the union's 121 members. They plan to vote on Friday. Sounds like that's just a formality because they will be, regular refs will be working the game tonight.
So do you think that the ratings are going to be pretty high tonight to watch the real refs back?
See, I don't know if that is going to be that big a draw because the game is not a great one.
Who's playing tonight?
It's the Ravens and Browns. Ravens are a draw, the Browns, not so much. So.
They have a stupid name too.
You know what would make tonight's game? You know what would make tonight's game the most watched regular season game ever?
What?
The replacement refs come back, and all of a sudden there's a new quarterback in Cleveland.
Brett Favre.
That would make people watch.
That would be the biggest game. That would beat every Super Bowl that's ever been.
That would make people watch. I might even tune in then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care about those two teams, so I won't watch at all.
Yeah, it won't be. It's not going to be must-see TV for me.
If
just because of the teams that are playing.
If the replacement refs were still on tonight, I probably would have watched.
Oh, I know. Could you imagine how clenched their butt cheeks would have been in that game if they were in there?
Mm-hmm.
And watch, there will be a screwed-up call worse than Monday night with the regular refs.
That would be awesome.
It would be great. But the thing is, the regular guys, they make mistakes too. Like the guy I told you to look up on Google that looks like our boss and
he does. It's so weird.
Is ripped.
He works out a lot.
Yeah, his name is Ed Hockley.
Yeah,
he's pretty much the most famous official in the game right now.
That dude works out.
And there's like a website called FireEdHockley.com.
He's like 61 years old.
And I don't know,
but
I'm
looking at his Wikipedia page.
He doesn't look 61.
No, because he works out all the time.
He looks like he's about 48.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's got some guns. Anyway, the regular guys, he was the guy. He's the most famous guy, and he was famous before this happened, but he completely screwed up a call, and it cost the Broncos a game like 2-3 years ago.
Oh.
Where he ruled a pass incomplete when it should have been ruled a fumble. And that was kind of a no-brainer call.
Oh.
He just had a brain fart, and, you know, the guy threw the ball backwards. That's not an incomplete pass. That's a fumble, whether it's thrown or dropped.
Gotcha.
So, and I can't remember which team got screwed on the call, but one of them picked it up and would have gone for, or it would have changed the outcome of the game. And yeah, so
oops,
they'll still screw it up. They just won't screw it up as bad.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And it's the hardest game in the world to be an official.
Which explains why they were on strike, apparently.
Well, no. They wanted more of the billions and billions of dollars that the NFL has. So, and I don't even know what they make in a year.
I thought I read something like $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
I think that's what it was.
And it's a part-time job for most of them.
Yeah.
Because Ed Oakley, he's like he was a judge. Or, no.
Oh.
No, he's not a professional bodybuilder.
Oh, he's not.
He's like a judge or an attorney.
Oh, really?
I know he's an attorney.
Are you sure he's not a professional, like, bodybuilder? Because
I won't say he couldn't be. I don't think he is.
He is pretty ripped.
I don't know that he is, but...
I mean, I was looking at pictures of him going, dang, wow. And I don't even think that, you know, older men usually are very attractive like that, but he's a pretty good looking 61-year-old with all those muscles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He's a large dude.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find him attractive?
His face is kind of iffy, but I definitely think his body is attractive.
Okay. He picks things up and puts them down.
I wonder if he talks like that.
No, he's...
Oh.
And he's one of the guys that when they get on the microphone during a game, too, he's just like, all right, here's what happened. This guy ripped the helmet off the other guy. That's a 15-yard personal foul and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's very literal.
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's good news today. Our poll question today has nothing to do with the refs.
Nothing, thank goodness.
And it's better than the lame one we had yesterday, too.
Yeah. We're not as lame today.
No, we're not.
Sweet.
The poll question today, what awkward situation is the worst?
I've been in a few of those.
The other day, I was in the can here at work, and apparently I was recognizable by my shoes.
I can see that.
Because someone walked in and started talking to me.
I could see that.
And they knew it was me. Now, I love to chit-chat. But that's not the time, that's not the place where I really want to be chit-chatting with folks.
Not usually.
It's not as weird if we were both in there together and then...
Right.
I sat down, then it's, you know, it's a little different.
If you're just number one in it, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I'm still out in public. Yeah. I'm not behind...
Well, even for ladies, number one is just fine, but generally, number two, there's not a whole lot of chit-chat.
You don't
want
to admit that you're there and that girls poop.
Right. Yeah. That's why I go to the downstairs basement.
Still makes me laugh the day I saw you come. You, what you doing? Nothing?
Well, like you... Okay, come on. It's not a little embarrassing to admit that I use that for number two?
No.
Really? With a guy, even though it's you? I mean, still.
You mean admitting that you go downstairs?
Yeah. And what I was doing. Yeah, I was taking a poop. Like, really? Like, did you expect me to say that?
No. I just knew that you would feel awkward about it and wouldn't want to say, so that's exactly why I did it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like public restrooms anyway.
Ours are pretty good.
They are, but I don't like public restrooms anyway, and especially if that needs to be done, I really don't like public restrooms.
The poll question, here are the options we put on it. Running into an ex, talking to someone and not remembering their name. That's me. But I don't feel awkward about it.
You don't?
I don't care.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of feel bad. I do feel bad when it's somebody I really should know.
Like, you, yeah.
Like they were an old friend I haven't seen in a long time, like from college or something. And I'm like, I can't remember your name.
I've been there, done that.
Someone overhears you gossiping about them.
Ooh.
Or say something about them.
That feeling is bad.
Your credit card gets declined.
Ooh.
And pooping in a public restroom.
Did you just add that one on there?
No, that was on there the whole time.
Oh, okay.
And then I also left a blank for other. You can add your own answer to the poll question.
It's a good idea.
So you can vote on that. It's right at the top of the page at hot1047.com. We have got news, including some rule changes, not just in Sioux Falls tomorrow, also at USD. Details on that next.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 623, going to top out at 76 today. It is 35 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way your wife told you.
Okay, that's just rude.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is September 27th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Avril Lavigne is 28 today.
I love her.
Yeah, the new Yoko of Nickelback. Lil Wayne is 30. Gwyneth Paltrow is 40 today.
Some big names.
Yeah. She has a daughter named Apple.
Yep.
Stephen Jenkins is 48 today.
Who?
Stephen Jenkins. He's the lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He also used to date Charlize Theron.
Oh.
Yeah. Sean Cassidy's 54 today. Kind of old and busted. Meatloaf is 65.
Cool.
He's good at fainting. And he likes the Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yes.
That baseball sequence in there is just really kind of...
weird?
Well, I remember the first time I heard it. And I'm like, it's kind of awesome. Kind of cheesy and stupid and awkward at the same time.
I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah. It's, you know what? Well, the first time I heard it, though, I was a teenager in high school, and I can totally relate. James Dole was born on this day in 1877. He's the canned pineapple king.
Oh.
Oh, I almost missed Wilford Brimley. He's 78 today. Quaker Oats, pitch man.
Aha.
He is also a pitch man for diabetes supplies.
Yes.
1916, the first Native American Day was celebrated. 1964, the Warren Commission report on the JFK assassination was released. It concluded there was no conspiracy in the assassination, domestic or international, and that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Okay. It's also not the greatest day I have ever known, because on this day in 1996, the Taliban drove the president of Afghanistan out of office and captured the city of Kabul. And that kind of basically began the beginning of their evil, iron-fisted reign. Bob Dylan met the Pope on this day in 1997. Awkward. And on this day in 1997, Coolio married Josefa Salinas. Okay.
All right.
That's one I probably meant to delete and forgot to.
That's all right.
From the list. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day in 1975, an instrumental song hit number 32 on the pop singles chart.
Okay.
Can you think of what it was?
In 75?
Yeah.
I wasn't born yet.
Instrumental.
But, instrumental. I don't know.
Here it is. Seriously, number 32 on the pop singles chart.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
What is wrong with people?
I remember the Star Wars theme. I'd read before that it was also big on the charts. Crazy, huh?
So mean.
The theme from Jaws.
You're mean.
Hit number 32 on the pop singles chart.
Mean. Make it stop, please.
On this day in 1975.
I can still hear it.
And that is why today, September 27th day! Dirt.
Is the song done?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what Kristen Stewart is doing to get back in the good graces of Robert Pattinson. That's coming up in the dirt.
It is 628, Hot 104.7.
Colorado.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 640. We're going to top out at 76 today. We'll get to it.
It's fun.
Yeah. This is kind of cool. Vince Neil, he's the singer for Motley Crue, one of my favorite bands ever.
Yes.
He... along with a band of teenage boys, we're at an after party. This band was called Going Dark, and they were jamming. The singer's 12 years old. And so Vince decides to hop up with them and sing Girls, Girls, Girls with these kids on stage. Band's not bad when you can hear it through the static.
Yeah.
It's pretty loud.
It's pretty loud.
Yeah. But still, how cool would that have been?
Amazing cool.
Oh, my God. My little high school band, when we were jamming Enter Sandman, if James Hetfield had walked in and was like, yeah, I'd have pooped my pants.
Can you imagine what these kids were feeling?
Oh, my God. That would have been like a dream come true.
Like, unbelievable. Yeah.
Unreal. Not that everyone has a camera on their cell phone. Or now that they do. Not that they do. Because if you have a cell phone, you have it. No, every phone has a camera now.
Oh, it does?
I have not seen. Maybe they don't have picture messaging, but they got a camera.
Yeah, because even Quincy's little flip phone that's really super old has camera on it.
I mean, I'm sure there's someone who could call and say, well, my grandma didn't have one. She got it in 1997. Well, okay. But 99% of the phones that are actually used have cameras.
Right.
And the camera was invented a long, 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 long time ago. 1826.
Wow.
Is when the first cameras were coming out and being invented. I actually saw this is one you would have liked. You don't have to like all of them, but Modern Marvels on the History Channel.
With camera
you would have
stuff?
Liked the one about cameras.
I would have liked that.
Yeah. It was a really cool show.
I love cameras.
So, the first photo was taken in 1826. It's estimated that only a few million photos were taken over the next 80 years. By 1930, about a billion photos were being taken every day.
Holy moly.
By 1960, it was 3 billion a day. Estimated about 55% of those were baby pictures.
Oh, yeah. So, what's the total?
By 1970, it was up to 10 billion a year.
Jeez.
1980, 25 billion. 1990, 57 billion. By the year 2000, we were taking 86 billion photos a day.
Wow.
And then the digital camera came out.
Oh, boy.
Now there's no reason to hold back on the number of pictures you take.
Right. Now it just went skyrocketed.
You don't have to save your 24 plus 3 frames of film on the...
You have to be careful.
Yeah, you had to be careful. You couldn't waste it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we take 380 billion photos every single year.
I take at least a billion of those.
That's up. I know. And half a billion of them are on your Facebook.
At least.
300. That's it. Went up 300 billion in 10 years just because of the digital technology.
Sense.
It does. So when you add them all up.
Yeah. How many?
3.5 trillion photos.
I can't even imagine that many.
So it's almost as high as our national debt. It's in the neighborhood.
Yowza.
I actually think it's just slightly higher. Anyway, I've got a story about a whiny, disgruntled employee who wrote this email. It went viral. It's quite funny. I got that coming up here in just a minute. Our poll question today, what is the awkward situation you hate the most? The options on the poll are running into an ex, talking to someone and not remembering their name. Someone overhears you gossiping about them, credit card gets declined, or pooping in a public restroom. So far, talking to someone and not remembering their name is leading the way, 33%. And nobody's written in another option, so I think we got the options covered for the worst ones.
I think we got them pretty good.
I think we got them covered. I left it open for people to add, but...
Yeah, I can't decide which one I want to vote on. It's either...
You?
The public restroom or the X.
I can't believe how indecisive you are over our silly little poll question every day.
No, I always get so indecisive.
I can't decide which way I want to go.
I've been awfully indecisive lately, though.
What?
And I don't know what the deal is. I'm usually not that way.
And also on that note, if you have an incredibly awkward situation you had, we would love to hear about it. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. I think I'll wait to pour my coffee when we're not on the air. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 653. I've told the story before about going out in a blaze of glory. Job I had out in Rapid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I told my boss after I had already turned in 2 weeks notice and I got fired for something. I got fired because I got mad because he was taking money away from me that he shouldn't have been taking away from me.
Ah.
And so I was mad and I got fired because I got mad.
Okay.
Even though I was leaving in like a week and a half anyway.
Right.
So I went out in a blaze of glory. I told him exactly what I thought of him. And I used lots of...
swear words?
F words. And I think lots of people have dreamed about doing just that. Maybe not everybody has. Probably not everybody has. But there was one guy who decided the time had come. And so he, of course, in this passive-aggressive world of the internet...
Yes.
...sent an email.
Oh, goodness.
With a very negative review of his manager that was actually published on the Daily Mail.
Okay.
So he is going off about his manager. This thing has gone all over the world, by the way. He documents for the readers who actually had the patience to read the whole thing how he started out his tenure receiving very high praise. Then when the company got understaffed, he was given more work to do, a pay raise and a promotion. Boy, I'd be complaining about that. And then he said this was only done to keep him from quitting and working somewhere else. Well, of course, they were giving you a raise and a promotion because you were doing more work.
Right.
It's what happens. Then, shortly after that, he became so stressed out that he took a medical leave of 2 weeks to recover from an imminent breakdown. Okay. I won't dispute that. But when he got back, he said, his boss attacked me and made me feel like an outsider. I was made to feel I had actually done wrong. Then his boss refused to give him his 2011 bonus for some pretty legitimate reasons. Basically for underperforming and because he had already gotten a raise and a promotion.
Okay.
Were basically the reasons. So then his remedy for that was, instead of wasting time, you know, working it out with anyone else in the company, he quits. He comes in this day for work. He quits, sends out this email, and then bails. And then he said some, he was trying to say how he was saying something not so, his manager was saying something not so nice about the Paralympics when they were in England. And then followed it up with a kind of, I don't know, somewhat bigoted line about the guy.
Okay.
And then was also trying to out him for having a sexy time in the meeting rooms on the third floor with some gal. So, yeah. I wonder if when he was walking out, he went, "Who's with me? Who's with me?" And then grabbed the fishbowl and left.
Wow.
Yeah. It's cool. It's fun to go out in a blaze of glory. You're remembered for it.
That's true.
I don't know if it's a good thing, but you're remembered.
Right.
Would you rather be remembered or just leave? I'd rather be remembered.
I think remembered. I think if somebody deserves it.
If they deserved it.
Yeah.
Because my old boss in Rapid deserved it.
I had a boss in Georgia that was Satan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish that I would have been more like I am now, because then I would have definitely told him what I thought of him. I was a scaredy cat then.
Why didn't you just tell him?
Because I just didn't know how to stand up for myself then.
You're going out the door. What do you have to lose?
I didn't know how to stand up for myself. Mm.
But now you do.
I do now.
Is there a book you can buy to learn how to do that?
I don't think so. Did you read one?
I knew I shouldn't have said that. Anyway.
Backfire.
Yeah. Well, the real refs are coming back. If you haven't heard, the details on better officiating, not perfect, but better, that's coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.